All right, today, of course, we're seeing, I suppose, the tail end of Child Protection Week, even as we begin Youth Month in South Africa. That intersection made us want to raise the issue of children and mental health. According to research, 1 in 10 have a diagnosable and treatable mental disorder. And it could be anything from depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, autism and the spectrum, and learning and, of course, substance use disorders. So try and help us get through what that looks like and the kind of help we can provide children. We're joined now by Laurie Lake, who is speaking to us, of course, as the Communication and Education Specialist at the Children's Institute at the University of Cape Town. And they, of course, have been reporting children in this country are exposed to extraordinarily high levels of adversity, which increases the risk of mental health challenges. Laurie, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Good to be here.
We live in a brutalized society. I think that's the word I've been using this week around child protection and the need for that. And obviously, the children are perhaps our most vulnerable victims of all that we live through in South Africa. And that means many are at risk to mental health challenges.
Absolutely. We know that 2/3 of our children are living in households below the poverty line, and we know that nearly 1 in 2 children have been exposed to some form of violence, whether that's sexual violence or physical violence. And in fact, in some communities, nearly every single child has either witnessed or experienced violence in their homes, schools, and or communities. So we're seeing children in South Africa facing extraordinarily high levels of adversity. We know that the impacts of adversity are cumulative over time. So for example, children who witness domestic violence are more likely to either experience violence or become violent themselves later in life. So there's a real concern that we need to intervene really early in the life course in order to establish positive and healthy development for children. And that's starting early in the first 1,000 days of life and then continuing those investments throughout childhood and into adolescence.
Sorry, Laurie, if I think about what you've just told us now, and of course, a failing education system that means many of our youth right now are unemployed and unemployable, what you are describing in terms of the trauma so many children are living through, that really paints a very bleak future for us. And of course, our health system hardly has capacity to help, I don't know, pregnant mothers. What are we offering these children?
So that's the motivation for our call to action at the start of Youth Month. Last year's issue of the Child Gauge focused attention on child and adolescent mental health. And one of the key concerns arising out of that report was the way in which child and adolescent mental health services in our country are in crisis. We have a total of 60 child and adolescent psychiatrists in South Africa, but only 15 of those are working in the public sector. And that means that these really highly specialized services are concentrated in a small handful of urban centers. And the majority of children, so 9 out of 10 of those children with a diagnosable and treatable mental disorder, are unable to access care. Back in 2003, government issued a child and adolescent mental health policy outlining what kind of resources need to be put in place to create a child and adolescent friendly mental health service. And we've seen little, if not no progress in the last 20 years. Some real concerns about the state of services for children who are in desperate need of support.
And of course, you're calling for members of the public to sign a petition which people can get at awetu.amandla.mobi, and there you can search demand better mental health services for our children. She says nothing has changed in many, many, many years, and we don't want to be back here again in the same situation, watching this situation continue to deteriorate. If you want to be a part of that petition demanding better health services for our children, visit awetu.amandla.mobi and search for demand better mental health services for our children.